Howdy the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. The latest on the death tax from an NCBA point of view. In just a moment.
Attention horse and cattle owners, are you looking for ways to save money in today's economy but don't want to sacrifice quality and nutrition? There is good news. Nutrina understands the importance of these animals and the challenges that many of you face in providing quality nutrition at a good value. This summer, we are partnering with your local Nutrina dealers to offer fantastic savings on key products for that special animal. Stop by your local Nutrina dealer today and ask about special offers available on the stock and stable family of products that are designed for both cattle and horses.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. South of Hinton, the Canyon Inn at Medicine Rock Ranch is host to many varieties of wildlife. Built like an old ranch headquarters, this bed and breakfast has views resembling Napa Valley, helping you reconnect with nature. Be sure and look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure. Only 30 legislative days are left on the congressional calendar until the estate tax reverts back to its staggering pre-2001 levels. If Congress fails to act, starting January 1, 2011, farm estates worth a mere $1 million will be taxed at a rate of 55% on anything above that level. National Cattlemen's Beef Association mightily concerned, and according to their lobbyist in our nation's capital, Colin Woodall, he says it's something that's got to be dealt with this year if at all possible.
Well, this is the one that absolutely scares the hell out of us, and the reason why is because on January 1st, 2011, we go back to the pre-2001 levels, which is only $1 million exemption, and everything over that is taxed at 55%. In today's economy, in today's real estate markets, et cetera, it doesn't take an operation of too big a size to have a value of $1 million. And so we're talking about a good chunk of American agriculture that's going to be affected by this. This administration talks a lot about green, sustainability, small farms. What they don't understand is their death tax policy could change all of that, because when you're trying to sell off portions of your land to pay the death tax, 9 times out of 10, that goes to a developer. And what's better for the environment? Green growing grass in a pasture or a strip mall? We've always had our finger in the hole on this dam, but the water level has been really low. Now the water level is way above our fingers, about to spill over. So we've got to get something done. We've got two things. We've got one, we have a agriculture exemption. The other one is raising the exemption amounts to $5 million and a 35% tax rate on anything over that. Both of those we feel are getting quite a bit of support right now. We're going to have the opportunity, hopefully, to get both of them. We get both of them, we think agriculture is going to be very well covered. Even if we get one of them, it's going to go a long way to giving us a little certainty and a little stability. But as far as getting a vote this year, that's our concern, because we know that it's going to be a part of a bigger tax bill that's going to be very controversial, and with all the political capital that was expended on health care, there's not a whole lot of appetite for controversy this year, especially with these midterm elections coming up. So it may be early 2011 with the new levels in place before we see a vote on any sort of change.
Colin Woodall, lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital. Their president, Steve Fogelsong, also weighing in on this issue. He says this is not a tax on the wealthy elite. He says the wealthy can afford accountants and estate planners to help them to evade the tax. This is a death warrant, though, for small to medium-sized family businesses. Farmers and ranchers are often forced to sell land, equipment, or even the entire ranch just to pay off tax liabilities. This is money that could otherwise be reinvested to grow the family business and handed down to future generations. Fogelsong says it's high time that this becomes no longer a political issue. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Mark Hodges of OK Genetics says the latest varieties from the OSU wheat breeding program are worth a look.
The newer varieties have more potential. Not only are the genetics there, the potential there initially, but they've got a better disease package.
Duster has dominated the 2010 wheat variety trials across the state, yielding better than any other variety from any other breeding program, hands down. OK Genetics, helping fund plant breeding research that will help wheat producers prosper. Visit their website at www.okgenetics.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.